So he was sort of daring people to say, well, if you feel you no longer want me, tell me directly. But he knows that no one is going to tell him that. Even when he invited the war veterans, he invited them, obviously, as a stunt of daring them to say, well, come and tell me this after I've beaten you up and water hosed you the way he did a couple of months ago. So he is clear on what he's doing, that he is daring everyone, he's challenging them. He actually understands that he is, in fact, indeed the center of power and a kind of king, a monarchical leader. This is basically what he was saying there.
If people in ZANU-PF are really fed up with Mr. Mugabe, why then can they not tell him to step down? Because he says if that were to happen, he would oblige.
Well, the reality is that he has created over the years this culture of him being infallible, this culture of him being this very fearsome leader. So the point is, people in ZANU do not respect him anymore. They actually fear him, so they cannot tell him directly. But it's natural. You can clearly see that people don't want him, but they are afraid of telling him.